It's always bothered me that having a class of students watching a video being presented at the front of the classroom is a somewhat passive activity, hardly encourages learning. But if we could perhaps have them making notes while the video was going on, that might be a little bit better, a little bit more active. But of course, the video stream will be running at a pace which is not right for all the students. Some are able to take notes more quickly than others. That problem has now been overcome with something called video notes. That's video note with dot es at the end. And that's an online service into which you can paste the URL of an online video, say from YouTube or Vimeo or elsewhere. And then to the right of that is a note-making panel. And it works by connecting with your Google Drive. So that is a prerequisite before using video notes. You have to have a Google Drive account. And then it's a simple matter of using the play and pause buttons on the video panel and then typing notes as you go along. At any point, you can pause, type in a few notes, and on you go. Then you can also share that with other people. So there's lots of possibilities here because these can be videos of scientific phenomena, they can, or geographical phenomena. They could be videos of plays or TV shows that you want your students to analyze or comment on or make notes about. And of course, if they're making those notes or adding queries and sharing them with others, there's the potential for the others to develop their train of thought as they go along, to add to them or amend them. Maybe you could, rather than setting a video for students to watch and then to send back into you as a teacher a series of notes or observations, that they can do that specifically. So they can actually target those notes to the specific points in the video. I should point out at this point, because I've failed to do so far, that the notes are synchronized with the timestamps that are in the video. So you can jump from one note to another, one line of text that you've entered, directly to another point in the video and another note just by clicking on the notes themselves. You don't have to move the time slider on the video panel. So that's a really useful bit for being able to jump backwards and forwards. You can, of course, take this as far as you want. Maybe you have one student watch a video and then pose a series of questions which he or she can share with a partner student. And of course, because it's online, they don't even have to be in the same school or in the same country.